McCarthy Insurance Group, serving the community for over 70 years. For home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance, log on to mig.ie or free phone 1800 50 11 11. Probably your best call in 2024. Charles McCarthy Insurance is trading as McCarthy Insurance Group is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
Somebody sent a text, says, Niall, you sound a bit dodged tonight, a little bit hoarse. Yeah, I am. I think it must be the flu. I don't bloody know. Since I got back from my holidays. Is that 2 weeks, Molly, or three since I got back from my holidays? I'm losing track of time. That's what happens when you get older, isn't it? Anyway, I've been on antibiotics. Oh. It kind of went away for about 2 or 3 days and then it just came back again with a vengeance. It's like, you know, runny nose, cough. I think everybody has it at the moment. It's kind of just one of those things that's going around, isn't it? But you just got to work your way through it. You know what I mean? These people, by the way, you know what bothers me in life, right? Just before I come to this topic, right? Let me share something with you here, okay? Because I have been an employer in my day as well. I had my own business many, many years ago. Right? But I remember working in a radio station once as well. And it wasn't this one, it was another one. And there was a producer who hadn't been there long. He was only there about 2-3 weeks maybe at the time. And no, Molly, no, not you. It was another radio station. Okay, it was another radio station. Anyway, he was only there about 2 or 3 weeks. And he rings me and he goes, how are you doing? And let's say his name is John. I said, what's the story, John? And he goes, and this is about an hour and a half before the show, right? Yeah. I said, why are you talking like that? I said, are you going to tell me you're sick and you're not coming in? And he said, yeah. And I said, I have been to hospices where people are literally dying, sadly. And they don't sound like that. I said, you're unwell. I said, what's wrong with you? I've got a sore throat and diarrhea. I said, bring a bucket with you, so. And I says, this is radio. This is media. You can't just not show up for work unless your legs are broken or something like that. You know what I mean? And you can't get here physically. People are too... When he was in, by the way, half an hour later, he arrived in the door. He was fine. Perfectly fine, by the way. He was putting it on, clearly. Or you know these people who have 4 grannies and they all die. Anyway, people are too quick to take time off work, I believe, for being sick, pulling sickies. Oh, how are you doing? Or the worst ones, they get their wife to ring the boss. How are you? Yeah, John is not well to say and he won't be in. Jesus, what sort of pussy are you that you're getting your wife to ring the boss? You know what I mean? Anyway, speaking of the bosses and Christmas, because I am so jovial tonight... do you all think, or do you think all companies should have to offer a Christmas bonus? Now, Ireland and a few other countries in Europe are kind of unique in the fact that we don't give a Christmas bonus. There are many countries around Europe, like Portugal and Spain and many other countries around Europe, where it is customary and legal in some countries to give what they call 13 months' wages. So they give an extra month's wages at Christmas. Now, even if it was an extra month, do you believe bosses should have to give a Christmas bonus? Research has shown that over the years, more and more companies are moving away from giving Christmas bonuses to staff, which is sad to see. It used to be common practice in many jobs that a gesture of goodwill and a thank you to your employees for the work that they've done over the year was given to them on top of the salary. Do you remember you get a little envelope, you get your wages, and your boss would say to you, you know, because you'll be cashing an envelope years ago, there's a few quid in there for Christmas for you. And you'd be delighted with yourself. Even if it was only 50 quid or something. However, due to the financial pressures in some companies, they say they stopped offering bonuses. Now, remember, from a legal point of view, companies can give you a Christmas bonus of up to the value of €1,000, and that is tax-free. If they buy vouchers for their staffs, which many companies do buy vouchers for their staff, you know, an All for One voucher or, you know, a Stephen's Green Shopping Centre voucher or a local whatever voucher, they can claim that back on tax. So it's a win-win. That is being from January the 1st, that's been extended to 1,500 quid in the last budget. That bonus, tax-free bonus. Maybe you are an employer and you're against the idea of Christmas bonuses because it would just cost too much money. Or maybe you're an employee who used to get a bonus, but you don't get one now. I'd like to hear from you all, by the way. Is it mean of employers not to give a bonus at Christmas? Or is it wrong of employees to expect a bonus at Christmas? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to Sean first. Sean, hi, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Noel? Good evening to you. How are you?
Good. Will you get a bonus?
I just want to say something to you. Does anybody else feel like they were listening to Michael Healy Ray the last hour? Because I do.
Patrick.
What a muppet. What a muppet. If you're listening, Patrick, shut up. Shut up, Patrick. Nobody wants to hear you again. Sorry about that. No, look here. People work hard every year. And of course they should get a bonus. And my eyes, they should, you know. I always, when I work for companies and they gave me a bonus, you feel appreciated. You feel like, you know, you feel like you've done a good job. And, you know.
And by the way, you'll go the extra mile in the future because you feel.
Absolutely.
You feel wanted.
You know, my son got a 1,000 euro bonus there in a gift card, you know.
Oh, very nice.
He works for a car sales company and they're very good. They are.
Yeah.
It's the Frank Kane Group, actually.
All right.
And they are very good for employees, you know, and they always have been, you know.
That's really nice. That's a really good bonus, yeah.
Absolutely, you know, and fair play to Frank Kane. He always looks after his staff. My daughter works for a retail group. She got 500 euro bonus. Again, hats off to them, you know, and they were very good. I'm not going to shout them out.
No.
But look, it is where it is. They should be giving bonuses to people. And people, as you said there, Noel, will give, you know, and they will go and do the extra mile for them, you know.
Yeah.
And it is like that, you know. My son works hard and, you know, he plays the game and, they look after him and he looks after them. It's as simple as that.
And what do you say to employers who are making a bit of money? I'm not saying they're mad money, but they're making a bit of money, but they don't pay their staff a bonus.
Well, pay the bonus.
Is it mean not to do it?
Yeah. Absolutely, Noel. Of course it is. Of course it is. You know, it's one part of the year where you can say, look, you know, you went out and you done us, you know, justice there. And when we were stuck for staff, you came in on your days off, you know, and that's what my son done. You know, it's stuff like that, Noel. You know, when people let other people down and they're there and they're holding it, you know.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's very nice to, you know, and I don't get it, Noel, and I'm cue the people there now that are going to ring in. Oh, well, we weren't making enough money. If you're not making enough money in a business today, you close that business now. And don't even bother ringing in the show because there's no point crying down the phone that you're not making enough money. If you're not making enough money to pay your staff and to give them a bonus,
you shouldn't be in business. Close it. Yeah, you probably shouldn't be in business. Yeah, you're
simple
right.
Simple as that,
right.
And I know that sounds harsh, but you shouldn't be. No, you shouldn't
okay,
be.
Okay, but does it surprise you? Does it surprise you that over the last decade, less and less companies are actually paying a bonus?
But it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I'll tell you why, because they're getting more greedy and greedy. And, you know, it's happening, as you know, you said it yourself there, Noel. It's being phased out, you know. We're getting away from the Christmas bonus.
But other countries phasing it in, and other countries have a legal requirement for a boss to pay insurance.
I heard you.
Yeah, bonus.
I love that.
And it's a month's wages. In most countries in Europe, it's a month's wages.
I think Ireland should give it a 2 weeks' wage, you know, at Christmas. So which are wages of what you should get for that week when you're finishing up, it should be an automatic 2 weeks
bonus.
Well,
here's the irony of it. If you're out of work and unemployed, the government give you 2 weeks' bonus.
Well, there we go. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, very good point, Mike. You know, but look, they're making money. Most companies are making money. Ireland is booming at the moment. There shouldn't be a no excuse effort there to. And if anybody gets on and starts pulling the screws, you know, Jesus. Yeah. You know, it's
okay. Well, hang on. Let me just go to Senan as well. Senan, hi. How are you?
How are you?
Good, Senan. You know, do you believe that employers should be obliged to give a bonus?
Yeah, I honestly do think so now. Because, like, me as a young lad working in my company, you know, a bonus would be nice, like, but it's not essential. But I was talking to some of my coworkers there. Who would have like rent to pay, and especially during the Christmas period as well, you'd be spending a lot of money now.
Yeah, you've extra expenses at Christmas, of course.
Yeah. Presents and heating would be really expensive because it's winter. Like,
yeah.
So the Christmas bonus would actually be very beneficial to them. Like it's not just a token of respect, as Sean was saying. Like, you have to honestly like pay a token of respect, but it's also like you need it to stay afloat. And to make sure that your heating's on.
Yeah, it would be nice.
Like mine, because my man, she had to pay quite a hefty sum for a boiler now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that if the boiler goes, you're doomed. So yeah, $2,000 for a boiler these days. Anyway, but in saying that, Senan, are employers who are making money who don't pay a bonus, do you think that's mean?
If it's for, like, from where I'm working, where it's a whole brand and it's a whole company, yeah, it does seem a bit mean. Because there have to be, with all those locations here in Ireland and all those locations abroad, surely they'd be making enough money now to be, like...
Yeah, don't tell me where you're working, right? But does your employer pay a bonus?
No.
Do they give you a voucher? Anything?
I brought it up to my supervisors and they laughed.
Okay, well, that's the end of that, so, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they can, if they're a big company, and you mentioned they're a brand, so they're a big company, they can, and it's tax deductible. So once they're making money, it actually really doesn't cost them very much. They can write it off if they buy vouchers for the staff, for example, as far as I know.
Yeah. I don't know if it's greed, I don't know if it's what, but Christmas bonus would be really nice.
Yeah, Sean, what are you saying?
No, he just said that he works for a big brand company, and as you said there, Noel, there's no excuse, you know, because they can write it off to the tax man, you know. You know, it's absolutely disgraceful that this company, whoever they are, did you mention them?
No, don't mention the name of the company.
It's up to yourself.
No, it's not up to himself. He's saying bad things about them. I don't want him to mention their name.
Oh, no, sure, look, it is where it is. You know, name and shame them as well, right?
No,
look,
you don't name and shame them. Jesus. Please, Senan, don't mention their name on the... Now, please don't mention any more brands, John. I'd appreciate it.
Sorry. Okay. But look, a company of making astronomical money there, like the likes of Tesco's, Dawn's, you know, Super Values. Like, I know for a fact people that work for them people, and they don't give them anything. You know, they might give them a 20-euro gift card. Like, that's absolutely stupidness, you know.
Well, do me a favour. Stay there for a second, Sean and Senan. I want to come to Roisin, but I've got to go to a quick short break. Roisin will be with you straight after the break, I promise. We're talking about Christmas bonuses. And do you believe employers should be obliged to give you a bonus? All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number's 087-188-0008. Let me go to Roisin. Roisin, hi, how are you?
Ran Nile, how are you, Stephen?
Good. You heard Sean. He says they're mean if they don't give you a bonus. Senan kind of feels the same way as well. He doesn't get one. Are they mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Right, okay.
I just think, especially the way people are gone nowadays, and especially if you're working with people and you're customer facing and stuff like that, I think you deserve everything you need to get, because mannerisms and courtesy has gone out the window since COVID. And I believe people are working much harder now than they ever did before.
Mm. Yeah, they probably are. I think so.
Yeah.
I would agree with you on
and
that.
I think the average worker is putting up with an awful lot of bad customers, bad experiences, upsets. I know for a certain fact that I have cried more this year and some of last year than I've ever cried before in my job, and I'm in my job 7 years.
You shouldn't be you shouldn't be crying in any job. If you're crying in your job, it's time to go.
Get out.
Yeah.
No, it's quite hard some days, and some days you have to bite the bullet and bite the tongue.
You should never be in a job that has you crying. Whether it's their fault or your fault, you should never be in a job where you're crying. If you're crying, you need to get out of the job.
Oh, yeah. But look, the only thing I will say is about my job, it's suiting me as a mammy at the minute, because I'm here to do the school collections, I'm here to do the school drop-offs. I am not hiring a childminder, so there's no big extra cost going out every month that doesn't need to go out. And I'm happy enough to stay sitting for the next couple of years until my youngest finishes primary school. But I just think if you don't give people who are facing a lot of stress in their job a bonus, or they're patting the back with a little something, like even a hamper, a food hamper, a Christmas. Imagine how appreciative people would be of that right now.
Mm. Yeah, no, absolutely. And Senan makes a point that obviously Christmas is a more expensive time of the year, and that should be taken into consideration by your employer, because it's certainly taken into consideration by the government when they're paying out social welfare, because they give a bonus for, you know.
Yeah.
So why not employers?
You see it every other hour on social media. People are going, when is the Christmas bonus? When is the double week? When is this bonus? When is that bonus? And you're going,
There was two bonuses given out this year. Wasn't there? There was two bonuses paid out in social welfare this year. It was part of the budget. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
And I know. What's that girl?
Roisin, is it?
Roisin, yeah.
Hiya, Roisin. How are you? Roisin, you know what? You should never put up with stick or hassle in a job. And look, I know you have to do what you have to do. But do you know what, Roisin? I heard what you said there about your kids and what have you. There's a lot of jobs here that are actually looking for people from working at home. I don't know if that will ever suit you. I know a lot of people that are. Well, then there you go, Roisin. Yeah. Here, Roisin, get over it and go to another company. They're screaming for people that are working from home. And they'll cater for you. And they will cater for your hours. But the fact of the matter is that the job that you're doing at the moment, whoever you're working for, would obviously be doing it. But get away from them. Get away from them.
And why are you crying, Roisin? Are they putting too much pressure on you?
No, it's not the job at all. It's actually customers. It can be quite a stressful job.
So you're working taking calls, obviously. Yeah, you're a call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the general public can be arseholes. Of course they can. Yeah, I know that.
Oh, my God. Arseholes is big time.
Yeah. Yeah, I deal with that too in my job in a different way.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I had to deal with Patrick earlier on.
And I have gotten all of you.
Yeah. Sorry.
Few things like that, but I'm just, I think, a little pat on the back for people who are out there working and slogging away and basically just working to survive rather than working to live. And,
absolutely.
Should be given a little extra.
Senan, are you in a call centre too?
Just wanted to try.
No, hang on, Sean, for a second. Senan, are you in a call centre as well?
No. I'd be in a, how do I phrase this? Public service job. I'd be serving customers.
Okay, well, and by the way, do you notice that in December customers get ruder?
They get what, sorry?
During December, I've been told by people in work and retail, generally speaking, that customers get rude during December because they're always in a hurry.
Especially where I am now, we'd be close to big retailers now, so a lot of customers would actually be coming in from there.
Yeah.
And the stress of having to get presents and stuff and just stuff together last minute. Just another thing as well, actually, for workers with that have to pay for a house and stuff and have families, it's a time investment as well, like, especially coming up to Christmas. For somewhere where I work, like these staff members, if they're not in, the company is not running, like, you know.
Yeah.
So it's the time, and like they're put in shifts like nearly every day up until Christmas Eve, Stephen's Day. So it's
and your shifts are harder work, by the way, because it's busier. It's obviously busier.
Exactly. Yeah. And some people have family abroad as well. Like. So the fact that they'll be still working up to Christmas Eve, you're not gonna, you know, fly to Porto to see your grandma for a day and then come back. That's just not realistic.
Yeah.
So it's the time as well, really.
Yeah.
That's
Well, this is what you're given to in your like employers don't seem to realize this sometimes. Some employers do and they value you. But some employers just do not value you at all. I know they're paying you, fair enough. But you're given your time, which is the most important thing in your life to somebody else, to earn money for somebody else. Because they wouldn't be paying you if you weren't making money for them. So to make them richer, you're given their time. The least they could do is at the end of the year reward you with just a couple of extra quid. That's not going to break their bank. Once they're making money, a couple of quid. And as Sean rightly said, by the way, if they're not making money, they shouldn't be in business. So, you know what I mean? A few quid wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it's a sign of appreciation. So, you know, in January and February, when they turn around to you and say, listen, you wouldn't mind doing that extra bit there that might take you half an hour later on for us. You'll go, oh, yeah, that's okay. He gave me 500 quid at Christmas. I'll do that for him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It comes back, and I'll say this to employers. If you gave your staff 500 quid each, you'll get it back. You will get it back because they will treat you differently. They will respect you more, and they will do stuff that's outside of their working hours maybe, or they'll do stuff that they're not meant to do or whatever it is. They'll give it back to you. You'll get it back. It's rewards.
Yeah, it's tough. If you're shown any type of appreciation, it will be rewarded.
Absolutely. But if you give them nothing, you know, the ghost of Christmas past is coming to see you very soon. Let me go to Oisin. Oisin, hi, how are you?
All right, Neil.
How you doing? Oisín, is it important that an employer...
You missed that one.
I know, I didn't miss it. I heard you saying it. I didn't want to correct you, make a fool of you.
Yeah, listen, sorry you haven't been on. Work is just mad busy. It's starting to wind down, so couldn't be on. I'm doing like 14-hour days, so...
Right, okay.
Just couldn't be on. An employer pays you for the hours of your life and gives you a financial reward.
Yeah, fair enough.
Basically, that's what it is. It's commerce. Should your employer give you a bonus? Yeah. Every employer, to a certain extent, depending on your turnover, how much staff you have, blah, 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 blah. Like where I work, some, I think last year, all of us, it was about 10 of us, 12, 13, 14, we all got €150, you know, the prepaid MasterCards that go on your phone.
Yeah.
We all got one of them. And by God almighty, we were all delighted. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 150 quid, but it's grand. It's 150 quid you didn't have, so it feels good.
This is it.
Yeah.
And the employer can, basically, you buy them in bulk to a certain extent. He can claim the VAT back, and he gets a deal on getting so many. So
They're tax-free. They can claim back on their income tax because the government...
That's correct.
Yeah, the government allows up to €1,000 per person. Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes he doesn't do that. So what he does is he go, right, look. And again, look, I understand it's saving money. You go, we're not doing a Christmas party. What we'll do is we'll all go out for a meal after Christmas.
Mm.
And we're going, well, okay, yeah, because it's not, the prices aren't as inflated. Because everything goes up in price at Christmas. We all know we get ripped off. We all know we do.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Christmas parties are nice. Some people like them, enjoy them. I'm not an enjoyer of Christmas parties. I don't go to Christmas parties, generally speaking.
I can hate them.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Oh, no, I've been to a few, and I might go for a couple of 00s, have a chat with, you know, I'm not saying, I'll have a chat with everybody.
So, no, the point I'm trying to make is not everybody in the company will benefit from a Christmas party, because not everybody will go. And some people just can't go because they've got kids or they can't get babysitters.
I used to work for a company in Ireland, and I tell you what, I just wanted to say this, I worked for a company there, it was a good while ago. And, you know, they'd done it the year before and then they'd done it the year after. Oh, we're paying for the food, we're paying for the drink.
Yeah.
And I said to the boss, man, and I said, I just said, I don't want it. I said, you seen what happened last year? I said, it was shite. And I did. I said that. I said, it was crap. I said, would you not just give the employees a few quid? I said, so save the company a lot of money and save. I said, you're paying a venue to hire out. You're paying caterers, you're paying, you know, your drinks, a free bar. Like, you know, and there wasn't that many of us. Like, there's about 20 of us. Let's just give us all a few quid each. Oh, no, a lot of people appreciate that, you know, going out and having a good time.
Yeah, some do, and that's fine too. You know,
In fairness,
Oisín, go ahead.
No, in fairness, it's money you didn't have. Now, you worked damn hard for it.
Yeah.
And the least the employer can do, again, depending on this, you know, if it's a startup or whatever, blah, 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 you know, it depends on the company. If they appreciate the employees will, to a certain extent, not always bend over backwards. They'll do a bit more, not in the hopes that they might get more next year or whatever, but they will go that extra mile for the employer. And the employer knows this. It's an incentive to kind of go, look, lads, ladies, you've worked damn hard all year. This is for me to say thank you so much.
Mm.
And employees don't forget that.
And do you think if employers don't do it, now I'm talking about employers who are making money, and Sean made a really good point, by the way, if your employer's not making money, they probably shouldn't be in business. But if your employer's making money, and obviously you're making that money for them, you and the other employees, it's not them that's making the money, do you believe that they're mean if they don't give a bonus?
Yes, I do. Mm. Yeah.
Should it be a legal requirement? I mean, in some countries, it's a legal requirement to give a bonus. In some countries, it's called the 13-month wage. So they give an extra month at Christmas.
Don't get me wrong. A lot of big companies out there, everything's inflated. Everything's inflated at Christmas. And they're damn right. If you're not in business, you're not making money. You're in business to make money.
Yeah.
You're in business to make profit. The least you can do, the very, very least you can do, is look after your employees. And employees will stay with you longer. In fairness, like, maybe not all, but some of them will. Not in the hopes of getting something better next year or the year after and the year after. But employees don't forget that.
No, they don't. And I think all those little kind of touches help, don't they?
You know what I mean? Like, the odd time the employer I work for, just randomly, he might come in, let's say, on a Wednesday, go, right, we're all going for pizza. And we're all up to rise and work, and we're going, what? No, seriously, lads. But, like, what's important here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, I have to get this and this and this done. Right, I'll bring you back pizza. Yeah. Right, And he's not been, you know, a PR 1CK saying that. He's just gone, right, I'll bring you back, Peter. Right,
by the way, I heard a story during the week that the revenue commissioners are now clamping down on work canteens. You know what I mean? Yeah, so in other words, let's say the boss buys biscuits for the canteen at work, right? That's essentially benefit in kind because it's food that you don't have to buy. So you're not going to, I swear to God, this is what I heard, that they're clamping down on all this and they're doing, you know,
that's
ridiculous. I mean, like, if this is true, and I believe it is true, how desperate do the revenue commissioner have to be to go out and, you know, say, oh, you can't be giving your employees now food. Yeah, whatever about tea and coffee, you know, and the sugar and all that. Everything else is benefit in kind. You know what I mean? You can't be doing that. Like, you can't be, you know.
That'd be like my employer going and go, right, lads, I bought two packets of digestive biscuits there today. Yeah. Everybody hand over 25 cents.
that's what I mean. Yeah, because the tax man's looking for 25 cents off. Yeah, and benefit in kind.
And by the way, lads, I have paper plates here, which you'll have to pay for. And I've bought clean Philip, which you'll have to pay for. And I've wrapped everybody's little biscuits on each plate. And you have to pay for that as well, because it's taking my time.
All right, well, listen, unfortunately, I have to wrap it up there. All right, lads, thank you very much indeed.
Now, real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.